Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, I'm Alan Cobley, Professor of History at the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus. On this day, April the 21st, 1919, John Douglas Claude Goddard was born in Fontebelle, St. Michael, to one of the leading business families in Barbados. However, it was not in business, but in cricket, that John Goddard found fame. After excelling at sports at the Lodge School, he first played cricket for Barbados in the 1936-37 season at the age of 17. He made his highest score, 218, in an unbroken partnership with Frank Worrell of 502 against Trinidad in 1944. And he captained the Barbados team from 1946 until his retirement in 1958. According to the cricketer's almanac Wisdom, Goddard was a fine all-round cricketer, left-hand bat, right-arm medium in-swing bowler or off-spinner, and an excellent fielder, especially close to the bat. Goddard made his test debut when England toured the Caribbean in 1947-48. He played in all four matches, taking over the captaincy for the third and fourth tests, both of which the West Indies won. He went on to lead the West Indies' first tour of India in 1948-49, which the touring side won 1-0. However, his greatest and most celebrated achievement was to lead the West Indies team to victory in the tour of England in 1950, which the West Indies won 3-1. It was the first time the West Indies had won in England. He was awarded an OBE in 1951 for his part in that famous victory. Goddard led the West Indies again to Australia in 1951-52, but the team lost that series 4-1, followed by a 1-0 victory in a two-match series in New Zealand. After missing several series, he returned as player-manager for a tour to New Zealand in 1955-56, and then was surprisingly and controversially selected as captain for another tour of England in 1957, a series they lost 3-0. The controversy over Goddard's selection as captain of the West Indies was blamed partly on inter-island rivalry, but he was also caught up in the long-standing controversy over the refusal of the West Indies selectors to choose a black captain. In the late 1940s, he had been preferred over the Jamaican George Headley. In the 1950s, he was one of several white captains preferred over Frank Worrell. Of Goddard's return to the captaincy for the ill-fated tour of England in 1957, Michael Manley wrote, "One is obliged to criticise Goddard as a captain, but one can only admire his courage as a player. No man ever stood up more unflinchingly to fiercely struck balls at silly mid-off and short extra cover. That his selection in 1957 was a travesty was not his fault. He was nothing more than an honourable part of an environment not yet itself completely honourable." Born on this day in 1919, John Goddard ended his career with a record as captain of the West Indies in 22 matches of 8 wins, 7 losses and 7 draws. In all tests, he scored 859 runs at an average of 30.67 and he took 33 wickets at an average of 31.81. John Goddard died in August 1987 while on a visit to London, where he had been invited as a special guest by the MCC to attend the bicentenary test match at Lord's.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.